Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 is now more than 168,000, with some 7,000 people succumbing to infections in the past week. Those numbers from Johns Hopkins University as of Saturday morning. More than 21 million people worldwide have been confirmed with the virus since the pandemic began, including 5.3 million in the U.S. But Dr. Michael Ryan at the World Health Organization says
a very small proportion of the world's population have actually been exposed to this virus and have developed an infection and have developed an immunologic memory to the virus. So this virus has a long way to burn if we allow it to.
Mayo Clinic researchers are reporting a strong hint that blood plasma from COVID-19 survivors may help other patients recover. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has details.
Preliminary data from 35,000 coronavirus patients who received plasma from people who had recovered from COVID-19 produced signals of efficacy. There were fewer deaths among people given plasma within 3 days of diagnosis, and those who got plasma with high levels of antibodies. But this wasn't a formal study, and the data comes from a number of hospitals, so patients could have simply received different care. I'm Jackie Quinn.
New flare-ups of the virus in Europe are leading to club closings and mask orders. Cases are rising particularly fast in Paris, where police can now shut down cafes or any gathering of more than 10 people, where distancing and other hygiene measures aren't being followed. And South Korea is imposing stronger social distancing restrictions for the next 2 weeks in Seoul and surrounding areas amid a surge in cases there. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.